themselves and get their feet under them a little bit. So especially all these non-conference games.
Well, that was a big series, a big build-up anyway to the series with Providence. And 5-1 final, whatever it was, 6-1. You knew that Providence was going to have a tough time in that game because of North Dakota being embarrassed a couple of weeks ago at home against Bemidji State.
Well, yeah, and North Dakota's got a pretty good team too. And it's hard when you travel from like east to west and have to play. And obviously, like I said, North Dakota knows what it takes to win. And Providence bounced back. They bounced back on Saturday and tied them. So, but anyway, a lot of interesting scores. I like to follow the scores around college hockey and see who's doing what and how leagues are doing against each other. And Robert Morris is off to a real good start,
too. Yeah, they are. So,
you know, I don't know what their schedule's been like, but I liked their team last year when I saw them in the NCAA tournament. So they're off to a good start. And, you know, Bentley, I mean, had a couple big wins against RPI. And, you know, Bentley's in the Atlantic Coast League. Mm-hmm. But he's done a real good job there, too. So you wouldn't expect RPI to, you know, maybe lose those games at home to Bentley.
Right.
But that was a big weekend for Bentley.
All right, we'll take a break, and I'll be back with more. Coach Red Berenson scheduled to be on with us real soon. We have a lot more to reveal, too, here on the Mel Pearson Show, plus your questions coming up later this half hour. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Our email address, dj@themix93.com.
Prices are falling from the sky at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All 7-Up and Coke 2 liters are 4 for $5. Pepsi products, 12 packs of cans, 2 for $8. All Mountain Dew 20-ouncers are 2 for $2.22. All 12 packs of canned beer, price to move. Check out the staggering low prices in the frozen food section, including pizzas and Chinese food. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. Don't forget to get your deer feed and hunting licenses at Bucko's.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
The 2014 North American Truck of the Year, the Chevy Silverado. Ready to roll at Kissel Chevrolet in Calumet. The Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star Edition. Four-wheel drive, 5.3-liter V8 with an estimated 22 miles per gallon on the highway. Get up to $8,500 of total value in savings for qualified buyers. Or the 2014 Silverado 1500 four-door double cab All-Star Edition. Four-wheel drive, 5.3-liter with a 355-horsepower engine. Up to $9,500 of total savings at Kissel Chevy in Calumet. See Charlie, Dave, or Mario for details.
Coach's Corner Coffee Shop has a new mobile ordering app. Coffee faster than you can say.
Topingo.
Topingo.
Pingo?
Topingo?
Take it from a pro. Topingo.
Topingo.
Topingo mobile app is an easy way to order your favorite items from Coach's Corner Coffee Shop.
Topingo!
Topingo.
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 Coach's Corner proudly serves Starbucks coffee, sandwiches, wraps, salads, muffins, and scones. Order with
Topingo.
Download Topingo today. Coach's Corner Coffee Shop in the Michigan Tech SDC.
The Mel Pearson Show continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are very happy and honored to have Red Berenson on with us, the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. They will be making their first trip up to the McGinnis Student Ice Arena in a long, long time. Coach, thanks again for taking some time out today and being on with us.
Well, I'm glad to. It's been a long time. I haven't even seen your rink. So I played in the old rink when John McGinnis was the coach, so you know how long ago that is.
Well, that was our question. Yeah, what was the last time that you were at the D Stadium? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. As a player, I know I was. And I've been here at Michigan for 30 years, and we've never played up at Michigan Tech so in my time. So it's been a few years.
Oh, hey, Red. Mel here. Thanks for being on the show with us this morning.
Well, good, Mel. Looks like you guys had a great weekend.
Well, thank you. We did. You know how tough it is to play in Ferris, and we found a way to get a break or a bounce here or there, and our goaltender played well. So for us, it was two good wins. So, but I know the people up here are really looking forward to you guys coming up here and the fans and whatnot. So, again, thanks for coming up.
Yep. No, we're looking forward to it. On a sorry note, but not too sad, but sorry, Al Renfrew, who used to be my coach here at Michigan and coached up at Michigan Tech years ago, was a great friend of John McGinnis. Al had a setback here on Friday, and they took him in the hospital. I went up and saw him yesterday, and he's feeling good. And if he's good enough, if he gets out of the hospital, we're going to bring him up to Michigan Tech. But right now, I wouldn't say the odds are very good. But he said to say hi, and he would have come on the trip had he been healthy.
That's too bad. Yeah, Al's obviously was a great coach and an even better man. So we'll give him our best. And like I said, it'd be great to see him up here.
Well, Coach, talk a little bit about this past weekend. You split out east, and a couple of good games.
Yeah, really good games. Lowell is UMass Lowell has they bought a rink that the American League team played in, and which is unusual. But anyway, they bought this rink and they put a lot of money in it. It's really a nice rink, and it holds about 7,500 people. And they had a pretty good crowd in there. It was their homecoming weekend, and we were kind of the spoilers. They were trying to put on a show, and we just happened to have some puck luck that night. You know, we'd only scored 6 goals in our first 3 Division I games, and wouldn't you know it, the puck went in. We had 6 goals after 2 periods, and it ended up 8-4. But it was a good offensive outburst for our team, finally, and good for our power play. We only had 1 power play, but we scored on it, and that was the first power play goal we scored this year. So there were a lot of firsts in the game, but nevertheless, it was a good game. And then we went into Boston University the next day, and it was a good game, really a good game. And we had a 2-1 lead going in the third, and I think Mel would have pulled his hair out while listening to all these. Every goal had to be reviewed, and of course they approved the reviews except when we scored. So we had a goal called back late in the third period that was disappointing. But nevertheless, it was a good game and good competition, and I think our team took a step this weekend from where we were last week.
Coach, one of the guys I know that you wanted to get going early this year, Zach Hyman, did he have the hat trick on Friday night, correct?
And
he's looking really good.
Zach's first hat trick. You know, he hasn't had a lot of puck luck in his career at Michigan, but this year seems like he's over the hump now. He's got that senior confidence and work ethic that he's always had, but now things are happening with the puck, and he's been playing with young Dylan Larkin, who's been an outstanding freshman, and I think the two of them have really helped each other. So it's working really good, having a good senior with a good freshman.
Yeah, Red, I think, obviously our fans are somewhat familiar with Dylan Larkin being a, Detroit Red Wing draft pick, and we have a lot of Detroit Red Wing fans up here, but maybe you could touch on some of the guys that, our fans will notice on your team.
Well, I hope you notice our best players, and, Dylan is one of those players, as is Zach Hyman. Andrew Kopp, number 9, Andrew is a Winnipeg draft pick, but he's a homegrown kid from Ann Arbor. And Andrew's—he hasn't scored a goal yet, but he's been one of our best players every night. Just a hardworking centerman. And along with him is JT Compher, and JT's in the same boat. He hasn't scored a goal yet, but they're supposed to be two of our top scorers. So that remains to be seen. And then one of our young players that is playing really well is Zach Werenski. And Zach is a 17-year-old defenseman, a product of the U.S. Development Program, but he's from Detroit, and he's off to a good start. So he's more of an offensive-minded defenseman. And then after that, we're the same as everybody else. You know, we've got players that we hope to play better, and then we've got players that are playing better. But I don't think we've got Mel, when you were here, our team was stacked at times with offensive talent, and I don't think that's the case anymore. I think there's a lot more parity in college hockey.
Well, you talk about Andrew Kopp and you're trying to get him going, but he was a Husky killer last year. I think he had the first goal of the series last year down in Ann Arbor, and then I think he had the game winner in overtime. So he plays well. How much do you buy into certain players, Coach, playing well against certain teams?
Well, I don't that much, because we don't play teams that often. Once we get going in the Big Ten, we play everybody 4 times a year. But, for example, at Michigan Tech, we play them once a year. Now, this has been exceptional last year twice and potentially 3 times with the GLI, and again this year twice. So that'll be good. But, yeah, as a like I know as a player, there were teams that I had an idea.